Editor's note. This story was originally published by the Colorado Sun and was shared via AP StoryShare. Three state agencies have launched a joint audit of MindSpring's health, sending state investigators to review documents and financial records at the nonprofit mental health agency for 10 Western Slope counties. The organization, one of 17 regional community mental health centers that receive millions of dollars each year in public funding, has been at the forefront of criticism as policymakers look to revamp Colorado's behavioral health safety net system. MindSprings, which serves residents from Summit County to Mesa County, was the subject of a recent Colorado News Collaborative investigation that found local officials, including the Summit County Jail, were ending contracts with the mental health center. Public officials and local residents said the center has failed to help needy people in mental health crisis and that its leadership was not publicly accounting for how it spent tax dollars. The mental health center gets public funding, mainly from the state Medicaid program, to care for needy people who are covered by Medicaid, are underinsured or lack insurance. The Colorado Department of Healthcare Policy and Financing, which oversees the Medicaid program, confirmed the site review of MindSprings on Tuesday, acknowledging that it had sent state investigators to MindSpring's offices in western Colorado. Two other state agencies, the Colorado Department of Human Services and the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, are participating in the audit. The review will look for signs of fraud, waste and abuse, as well as health and safety standards and financial transparency, according to a joint statement from the three departments. MindSpring's Public Relations Director Stephanie Keister said the review is not an investigation. Instead, she said the center is collaborating and working closely with the three state agencies to develop opportunities to enhance care in the community. We're looking forward to this joint process and the outcomes, she said, via email. The joint site review comes after community complaints about MindSpring reached the state level, according to the statement from the three state departments. The audit is intended to produce a list of opportunities and obligations for MindSprings to address, state officials said. MindSprings has multiple clinics in its coverage area, which include Summit, Eagle, Garfield, Grand, Jackson, Mesa, Moffitt, Pitkin, Rio Blanco and Rout counties. It also provides mental health services in jails and schools and runs West Springs Hospital in Grand Junction, the only psychiatric hospital on the Western Slope. MindSpring's CEO and President Sharon Raggio had planned to step down in June but resigned this month following the Colorado News Collaborative investigation. With the negative press recently, she felt that by resigning sooner she could allow the organization to focus on positive change that will truly help our communities, versus the negative rhetoric surrounding her personally, Keister said. Doug Pattison, the organization's chief financial officer, was named interim CEO following Raggio's resignation. In his first week, he is focusing on transparency, and has been meeting with local county commissioners and community leaders to provide information about funding sources and services offered by MindSprings, which offers mental health therapy and addiction counseling. Colorado's 17 community mental health centers receive $437 million per year in tax dollars and have come under scrutiny recently from lawmakers and behavioral health officials who have questioned the system's lack of oversight. The centers, now facing severe worker shortages, are serving fewer patients than they were before the coronavirus pandemic began, a period in which the demand for mental health services has escalated. In the MindSprings region, Summit County voters passed a tax measure in 2018 to fund mental health care and an alternative to MindSprings. Since then, the county has ended three MindSprings contracts and is working to end its relationship with MindSprings. Summit County hopes to join the new community mental health center in Eagle County, called Eagle Valley Behavioral Health. The center was started by a $60 million investment from the local nonprofit hospital, Vail Health, because local leaders said MindSprings was failing to keep up with the community's mental health crisis. The findings of the joint state review of MindSprings will be made public when the review is complete, state officials said.